Kelly family, would you please come up? Back in 1996, I received some tapes, cassette tapes, that my mother had. Mixed in these tapes were some tapes by a preacher that I'd never heard of. His name is Dave Roberson. Well, I knew my mom didn't listen to flaky preachers. So I thought, I'm going to listen to this guy and see what he has to say. So I began listening. And as I listened, he was answering in his teaching things that I had prayed about just a few weeks ago, prior to listening. And I kept listening and I kept listening. At the time, I was pastoring, but I was also still in secular full-time work. And I kept listening, and where I worked, I was able to listen to tapes by headphones. So, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, I'm listening to this teaching over and over. There's only like 6 tapes, but I just kept listening over and over and over again. And I thought, this is, you know, I finally came to the place, I got to find this guy. And I got to find out if he's still in ministry. And if he is, well, maybe I can get him to my church. So in February of 1997, I found his ministry number and I called Dave Roberson Ministries in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I spoke with a lady there. I don't recall. It might have been Mary Corbett. I just don't recall who it was. But nevertheless, I explained the situation. And she said, well, you know what? I'm going to have somebody call you back. When would be a good time? And so I received a phone call the next day. And I spoke with this person on the phone for about 50 minutes. And I was so encouraged. I was so uplifted. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you some more of Pastor Dave's tapes. Well, about a week later, I received this big box full of really like every teaching series Pastor Dave had. And in the phone conversation, he also said, you know, we're going to be having a ministry conference at our church that first week of March. And I said, wow, that's really interesting because as of March 1st, I will have quit my job at the bank and I will be full-time in ministry. So in about 3.5 weeks, I made all the arrangements to, you know, get my plane ticket and the hotel reservations and the car rental and all of that so that I could be in Tulsa for the March 1997 conference. And that was my first conference there. Well, the man who called me was Michael Kelly. And it was so interesting how that in that phone conversation, there was a bond that was established in that conversation. Oh, yeah. And then when I got out to Tulsa and actually met him, God began working a real knitting in our relationship. And there is a friendship here that is very, very unique. Well, in the process, not only did I meet Michael, but I met his wife, Sally, his sister, and his dad back there, Pastor Gene Kelly. And Michael is now pastoring up in the Canton area. And I'm not going to go into all the miracles that God has done up there in that church and so forth. But folks, these are some of my favorite singers on the face of this here planet. And there's one song that they have sung over the years. It absolutely, absolutely is there in that at the top of the list. It's there in that favorite of all-time favorite songs. And the message of this song is a message for every single believer in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's a theme. It is an anthem. It is a declaration. And I asked them today, I said, think maybe, you know, you guys could sing my favorite song? And he just kind of smiled and said, well, what might that be? And so they're going to sing this for us tonight. And you know, Michael, whatever you want to share, that's fine. Guys, I want you to listen to the message of this song. It will impact you forever. Hallelujah.
before we start to sing, I remember Pastor Dave Roberson saying that God did not send the Holy Ghost to set you free from sin, but that when you got born again, the new nature is what set you free. He takes you from darkness into light. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You know, when Pastor Jim was talking tonight, I just began to think of his goodness. His grace. You know, this place is called Grace Christian Center. That he gave all of heaven so that we could be with him forever. And the song says, you're a good, good father. You are perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways.
It's who you are.
Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are.
Yes.
It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. we give you glory.
I love to worship. To worship.
You're worthy.
I love to worship you. My Savior, my healer, my deliverer.
Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you.
I worship you.
We glorify you. We worship you.
declare you Lord over Dayton.
Yes.
We declare that Dayton's in revival.
Yes. Hallelujah.
like he wants me to share this one thing with you. When I lived in Tulsa, I was in my prayer closet. And I would lock myself in there where it was real dark because I didn't want my senses to be affected. And I would worship God. A lot of times it was really dry, but I want to tell you something. When it's really dry, that's when you're doing the most. You've got to teach your soul how to worship. The same way you transform your soul to the Word, you got to transform your soul to worship. And I begin to see this light off in a distance. And I knew because of what I was praying that it was the destination. It was what I was praying for. And then one day the vision, whatever it was, it turned sideways and I could see me and I could see this light. And this light kept getting closer the more I'd worship him. And I wasn't earning anything. You got to understand, I was beginning to tap into what he said that I am and what he said that he is. And I was beginning to believe it. One time I heard Gary teach about being a slave in the vineyard. So I went in there and I started saying, "Father, I'm a slave in your vineyard. I'm a slave in your vineyard. I'm a slave in your vineyard." God let me go for about 2 hours. And then I got quiet and he said, "You must first learn how to be a son in my house before you can be a slave in my vineyard. Because if not, you might be working in someone else's vineyard." So in the whole time, I'm seeing this thing get closer, this light get closer, and all of a sudden it turns. And I knew that this was the house. This was the bosom of the Father. This was the place called Dunn. This was my destination. I knew that in my heart that being there positionally. And all of a sudden he showed me the distance between the two places. And he said, "What do you think that distance represents?" And immediately I think, strongholds, my failures, you know. And he said, "No, it's the fact that you don't believe." He said, "The day you believe is the day that you'll be in the bosom of the Father." Because he said, "Positionally, I've placed you there. But the only thing that stops you from being there is that you don't believe." We have Immokalee represented tonight. Probably have several cities represented. And you guys have trailed. You've blazed a trail. You've blazed a path. And I know you already know this, but I want to tell you with all my heart, thank you. Don't be discouraged by small numbers. We're going in. You know, we've already conquered the promised land, but we're getting the squatters out. The squatters are us. And as we remove the last squatter, we're going to see His glory come in such a way. This is what I started praying a while ago, probably a year ago. I said, "Father, show me what your glory looks like. Show me what your glory looks like when it baptizes a city." And I begin to see Christians all over the place begin to minister. I mean, the dead were being raised. The sick were being healed. People were coming into the kingdom. And the bars had to close and the clubs had to close. Not because we cursed them, but no one went to them. The owners got born again. So stay on the course. I know you already know that, but I just felt it in my heart. I just wanted to tell you, stay the course. Stay the course. Hallelujah.
sweet liberty.
Lord, I see a world that's dying.
groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion. Sang tonight that's just one of my favorites. Jesus. Hallelujah. seek you.
soul.